First, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, David Ragland, Tom Prochaska, Cheryl Emmerder, and Bill Satariano. So specifically, I'm going to be stepping through the highlights of our papers and talking about the cancellations of NEMT among older adult users. And this information is important to us because it gives us a little, it gives us information about how this service is being used and also about potential persistent barriers for this population. So kind of expanding upon the background that Tom provided, transportation barriers can lead to poorer healthcare access, differential treatment, missed or delayed medical appointments, and that delay in medical care can lead to disease progression, preventable hospitalizations, emergency care that results in higher medical costs and poorer quality of life. So as Tom mentioned, this is our study site, the state of Delaware, and it's comprised of three counties. The population, according to the latest U.S. Census, is about nearly 900,000, and the population is about 14% age 65 plus. Majority are white, 21% are black, and then our study population consists of Medicaid-eligible older adults age 65 plus who scheduled a trip with Logistic Care during 2008 through 2010, and as Tom noted, these older adults account for about 15% of the Delaware Logistic Care users. So our primary endpoints are cancellations. We look at all cancellations and then three mutually exclusive categories. The first is client canceled, and this includes clients who didn't show, who canceled short notice. The second one is a category where clients were able to obtain alternative transportation. And the third one that was of interest to us was client canceling due to health. And this includes people who were sick, and or in the hospital. So for the first one and the third one, we might assume that the client missed the appointment. For the third, it could also be that client used EMT to get to the hospital. Some of the key variables that we considered were demographic, sex and age. We also had zip code, and from there we looked at zip code tabulation areas to evaluate the percent poverty, percent rural, percent black as proxies for additional socio-demographic characteristics that were not available in Logistic Care. We also had trip purpose, and from that we were able to derive some, as Tom noted, kind of the primary purpose of the treatment purpose of the trip. For example, dialysis, mental health, treatment for substance use. And we also had trip scheduling information, things which indicated whether or not they scheduled short notice within 24 hours, whether or not they had a repeating regular schedule. And we also had trip characteristics such as distance and level of service. And so for level of service, we had ambulatory, wheelchair, and stretcher, which are indicators of functional status, but also about the transportation needs of the client. So to give you a highlight, a few of the descriptives of the scheduled trips that we examined, over a three-year period, nearly 126,000 trips were scheduled for about 2,900 clients. The average number of trips per client was 43, and the median was 5. So Logistic Care has clients that travel quite frequently for their treatment, for example, dialysis patients. Two-thirds were scheduled by females. The age distribution was 50% age 65 to 74, and 10% in the highest age category. As I mentioned, we don't have race. So as a proxy, we use U.S. zip code tabulation data, and 42% of those who scheduled were living in zip codes with 30% or more Black residents. Only 3% were able to provide their own escort for the trip, and a majority were traveling for dialysis treatment, and nearly a third required wheelchair-level service. And the median distance for trip was 10 miles, so, and I think a majority of the trips were for round trip were for under 60 miles. So a little bit of information about the cancellations. Over that three-year period, nearly 7,800 of those trips were canceled. Over half were for client reasons, and a relatively small percent were for alternative transportation reasons. So that indicates that among this population of those who intended to travel, if they canceled, they likely didn't have other transportation resources. Here I highlight just some of the statistically significant results from the multivariable analyses. And among all cancellations, there was an increased, again using the proxy, there was an increased odds of 20% of canceling for Black race. Scheduling was significant, so those who had a regular repeating pattern of scheduled treatment were less likely to cancel. Those who scheduled short-term and considered urgent were more likely to cancel. Functional status was associated with an increased odds of canceling. And all of the health conditions we examined compared to dialysis had an increased odds of canceling. And I highlighted just a couple of the conditions. So for substance use, there had 5 times the odds of canceling compared to dialysis. Mental health, 3 times the odds compared to dialysis. And then, of course, there were differences by cancellation reason. So in summary, in the U.S. in general, there are healthcare barriers in generally among greater healthcare barriers for women, for Blacks, for those with poorer health, and we see in our study that there are persistent barriers even among those who have access to Medicaid subsidized and EMT. There are persistent barriers to healthcare. For example, functional status was associated with an increased odds of canceling both for client reasons and for health reasons. So that has implications for how we deliver healthcare, for potentially other accommodations that are necessary for transportation and providing extra support for certain populations. So for this phase of the study, we focused on LogistiCare data, and we're, again, extremely grateful to Ken for collaborating and allowing us to use this data. In future studies, we're interested in continuing this research, and we've thought about future studies that would allow us to evaluate healthcare utilization and costs and longer-term health outcomes, for example, death. And we've been discussing how we might link this data to Medicaid and to the National Death Index. Thank you for your time and attention. And if you have any feedback about how we might continue this work or how this work could be applied, please feel free to contact us.